A congressional committee issued subpoenas to the Bush White House today. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee voted 9-8 along straight party lines to order the White House to provide information on all contact its employees may have had with the Enron Corporation. The committee is chaired by former Democratic vice presidential candidate Joseph Lieberman. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Governmental Affairs Committee Chair Lieberman had earlier warned that if the White House did not fully comply with his panel's requests for information by the end of this month, he would resort to issuing the first subpoenas against the White House. Today, Lieberman called on his fellow committee members to go ahead with the subpoenas.
No White House can be immune from congressional oversight. We are, after all, the people's representatives here and their watchdogs. In this case, the system failed to protect the people from the grievous harm caused by Enron's scandalous collapse.
Last night, White House Chief Counsel Alberto Gonzalez sent Lieberman a letter asking him to hold off on the subpoenas and assuring him that more information on the panel's Enron probe would be sent by the White House today. But Lieberman said he had no faith that the White House would fully comply with answering questions sent by the committee 7 weeks ago.
It's clear to me now that there is just a very determined decision not to respond to substantial parts of the committee's request for information.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today said in Germany that the subpoenas were unnecessary because he maintained the White House is already cooperating with Lieberman's committee. Fleischer noted that the White House had rebuffed pleas for support from former Enron chairman Ken Lay. Fred Thompson, the top Republican on Lieberman's committee, also said he saw no reason for the subpoenas.
There has been no indication that the executive office of the president has had any involvement in any of these matters. It did not regulate Enron's business in any way, and it was not responsible in any way, shape, or form for monitoring Enron's financial condition.
And Mississippi Republican Tad Cochran said he had supported his committee's Enron probe up to this point.
But now to single out the president and his staff and impose this kind of burden on this administration at this time when we're confronted with a lot of other problems and challenges to the security of the country, to other obligations that the executive branch has and that the White House has, makes me very concerned.
Lieberman, who's considered a possible challenger to President Bush in 2004, told Cochran he took his remarks to be personal.
Your suspicions are unwarranted, and in my opinion, they are unfair. This committee, this chairman, has not singled out the White House. The White House has singled itself out by making clear to us that it will refuse to comply with a reasonable request for information as part of an investigation of a scandalous collapse of a corporation that has cost the American public billions of dollars and hurt our economy.
And Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin protested that the administration is using the war on terror to stonewall Congress.
We have stood with the president, providing him the authority and resources to wage this war, and we will continue to. But every time questions are asked about the preparation of an energy bill, the investigation of Enron, even questions about what happened to the FBI with the Phoenix memo, we're told we're in a war. We don't have time to answer those questions.
Lieberman, for his part, said the information sought in the subpoenas was eminently reasonable.
We are not asking for any conversations between the president and his senior advisors. I would not do that. I have respected at every step of the way the right of the White House to assert executive privilege.
And that, Vice Chair Fred Thompson said, may be precisely the point.
I can only conclude that this subpoena appears to reflect an effort to force the president to claim executive privilege.
Thompson asked why the committee wasn't issuing subpoenas for information about Homeland Security, which he said was far more important than the Enron investigation. Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning said it was clear the committee's Democratic majority has political motives.
If this is not a fishing expedition on trying to center the investigation into the White House, what else is it?
Lieberman insisted that this is only a quest for information, saying it's not like the panel by issuing subpoenas is flipping a switch on the electric chair. The White House has already received the subpoenas issued to the president's and vice president's offices. A White House spokeswoman said they would be reviewed before a decision is made on how to respond to them. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.